The American Library Association crowned its picks today for this year's top books, video, and audio books for kids and young adults. The Youth Media Awards happened at the ALA's meeting in the middle of Chicago's big snowstorm. The two awards that get the most attention are the Caldecott and the Newbery. NPR's Lynn Neary reports on the winners.
Kwame Alexander couldn't sleep last night, knowing he had a chance of winning the Newbery Medal for the most outstanding contribution to children's literature.
I know we hear that it's all about the journey, and it was, but I so wanted the journey to end in a really cool place.
And for Alexander, it did. His winning novel, The Crossover, is a story about twin brothers who love each other and basketball in equal measure. Alexander says he knew a story about sports would attract reluctant readers, especially boys, and he wrote the novel in verse because he started out as a poet.
And so when I set about the task of trying to write a novel, of course, I went with what I knew, and I said, oh, well, I know how to write poetry, so I'm going to be able to write a novel in poems pretty easily.
Alexander says it was a lot harder than he expected. He says he wanted to embrace a variety of forms so that kids would be introduced to different kinds of poetry, though he's surprised when he hears people describe some of the verse as rap.
That's so funny. You know, I hear people say that there's rap in the book. And of course, when I was writing it, there was no rap in my mind.
The other big award, the Caldecott, honors picture books. And this year's winner, The Adventures of Beagle, is the story of an imaginary friend who goes in search of a child who needs him.
I found it interesting that no one had ever taken the approach from the imaginary friend's point of view.
Author and illustrator Dan Santat said he remembers when his own son first went to school and worried about making friends. He says the book is really a gift to his son, and winning the Caldecott just makes the whole experience sweeter.
I mean, I would have been perfectly fine knowing that my son would have been content growing up and maybe possibly having his own children and sharing the book and saying, you know, this book is a love letter from your grandfather to me. But now it's going to have a sticker on that, and now it can be shared with the world.
Other honors bestowed by the ALA today include the Coretta Scott King Award to Jacqueline Woodson for Brown Girl Dreaming. Lynn Neary, NPR News.